right, so thank you. Thanks everyone for joining today. Today we have quite a bit of interesting topics here today. We're very excited to have Daniel, Rye, Tracy jumping on and actually provide some updates to the Open Wallet Foundation and their work. But before then, just want to quickly go through a couple of things. First of all, just a quick reminder on the Code of Ethics and Professional Conduct. Just make sure that we are respectful to each other. And a quick IP note, intellectual property note, anyone can participate in these calls. However, all substantive contributions to any CCG work items must be member of the CCG with full IPR agreement signed. So if you have any questions in regards to that, or if you want to get a W3C account, just ping any of the co-chairs, myself and Kimberly. These calls are being automatically recorded and transcribed. We publish these recordings and auto transcriptions about a couple days later. So we have been pretty good on that. But if you notice any errors and things like that, just let us know. We'll try our best to correct them. We use GT Chat to queue speakers during the call. You can type in Q plus to add yourself to the queue, or Q minus to remove. And you can just do a Q question mark to see who's in the queue. All right, any introductions or reintroductions? If you are new to the community, or you haven't been active, but you want to re-engage, just feel free to unmute yourself and to speak. Usually people are a little bit shy, but toward the end, if we got some time, feel free to just unmute and just introduce and reintroduce yourself. All right. Quick moment for announcements and reminders. Are there any new announcements or reminders for any upcoming events? No, or any updates on the work items, or any projects that people want to share, feel free to just type in Q plus or unmute. Oh, okay. All right. Pretty straightforward. Again, if you have any questions or announcements or reminders that you would want to share with the community, but too shy to share here, just feel free to reach out to me directly. My email is harrison@spokio.com, and then I can share on your behalf. All right, so let's get to the main agenda. So I think a little bit over a year ago, when Open Wallet Foundation started, we had the honor to actually have Daniel actually here to talk about what Open Wallet Foundation is about. And obviously, a lot of things have changed. A lot of new projects has sprung up. I actually subscribed to the Open Wallet Foundation mailing list. I see a lot of activities there. So I thought it was a good opportunity to invite Daniel, as well as Rye, Tracy, Torsten, to just come back here a year later to kind of give an update on the Open Wallet Foundations as well as their projects. So big thanks to them for taking the time, especially Daniel, staying up at 1 a.m. in the midnight to actually join us here. Big thanks to them, but really look forward to hearing what are the newest, latest cool projects that they've been working on. All right, thanks a lot. So Daniel, Rye, Tracy, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Harrison. It's really our pleasure and our honor to be back. The Open Wallet Foundation is a little over 8 months old. So I like to say that we're still in diapers, but I hope at the end of the call you agree that our little baby is starting to make its first steps. And I believe it is starting to be useful. The basic idea has not changed. We launched the Open Wallet Foundation in February, at the end of February, with the goal to bring a diverse group of developers together to create open source software. We were very deliberate back then, and we're still very deliberate in that we are trying not to be a standard development organization. We believe that W3C and others like the FIDO Alliance or the OpenID Foundation or the ISO community are doing a fantastic job to create the specifications. Everything we do, of course, is based on a bedrock of open standards, but we are not going to dabble in the standard scheme. What we are trying to do is to bring as many developers as possible together to develop open source components. What we mean by components is that the wallet space is a very complicated beast. Even when you look at one vertical, like, say, identity, you have a lot of different standards. You have different credential standards. You have different protocols to communicate those credentials. And when you're interested in what I would call multi-purpose wallets, this is only becoming more difficult. The standard for car keys and keys to your hotel room door, even though they both pertain to physical doors, are completely different standards. You have standards for cryptocurrencies, CBDCs, FIDO pass keys, airline tickets. There's just a lot going on. And, you know, in an ideal world, if you started with a clean sheet of paper, maybe it would be possible to come up with one credential format, with one architecture, and, you know, really use this one approach for everything. But given that there are so many developers and companies and sovereign governments that are deeply vested into these ecosystems proposing quite different approaches, we believe that the best we can do is to bring developers together to create components, essentially Lego blocks of code. The approach really is therefore a bottom-up approach rather than a top-down approach. The idea of different communities coming together, proposing code for different standards, and then over time, the hope is that if we build a very large tent and we show developers other projects that are going on, that there will be synergies. Some projects may merge. Some projects may become features of bigger projects. Some developers might decide to end their development and simply join another project. But all of this is going to happen bottom up. We will never tell developers, try to force developers to merge their projects or to come together if that's not what they are, what they're trying to do. We launched with, I think, 36 members. We now have 55 members, some of which are very large companies, some of which are startups. We have a lot of nonprofit organizations, and we are really proud of this mix because an analogy I've been using from the get-go is the Chromium project with the rendering engine Blink, only for digital wallets. But we want to make sure that there is not one company utterly dominating the Open Wallet Foundation. And I think when you look at the roster of companies, so far we're doing an okay job to really have a diverse community of members. Before the end of the year, we're going to formally launch the Governmental Advisory Council, which is something that is rare for a Linux Foundation project. We looked at other GACs, specifically the Governmental Advisory Council of ICANN in the domain space. And the reason why we're so excited about the GAC is that a lot of the credentials in wallets are going to be private, like car keys, like airline tickets. But a lot of the credentials obviously are going to be public. like a driver's license or an ID card or maybe, you know, the green card in the US. So fundamentally, we believe that it is crucial to bring both the public sector and the private sector together to create meaningful discussion in order to get closer to the ultimate vision of having globally interoperable multipurpose wallets. We have at the moment already 9 countries that formally signed up to join the Governmental Advisory Council, and we're really excited to talk more about it before the end of the year. The heart of the Open Wallet Foundation, however, are not the members or the governments. The heart of Open Wallet really are the developers and the maintainers and their code projects, as well as some really exciting special interest groups. And I'm really excited that Tracy Kurt is on the call. She's the chair of the Technical Advisory Council of the Open Wallet Foundation. And Tracy, I hope you might be able to give a quick overview of those projects. And then whenever someone has a question, please use the chat or, as Harrison said, unmute yourself. You know, anyone can go to openwallet.foundation, and almost everything we do is transparent. Hopefully this is an opportunity not just for us to present, but really to answer any question you may have.
Sorry, let me come off mute first and then try to share my screen. So thank you, Daniel, for that. I do have some slides I'm going to share. So, you know, I won't be able to see the chat or questions. So if anybody does have any, just stop me, please, and we could go through them. So this first part of the presentation is really exactly what Daniel has already said, which is what the Open Wallet Foundation is, a home for, a neutral home for open source projects supporting the development of interoperable digital wallets. The open source community is 100% open, right? So it's a technical community that we expect anybody to be able to come in and participate in, and you do not need to be a member of the Open Wallet Foundation in order to contribute code. Contribute your ideas, contribute your thoughts, and we'll talk about the places where you might bring your ideas and thoughts. And there are a few people I've seen on the call that have joined a lot of these calls already, so thank you for that. We'll hopefully not bore you too much with things that you've already seen, but if you do obviously have anything to add to this group, please do add that. One of the things that I think is important is that you know, we should talk about the sorts of code that should be contributed. Daniel talked about components that we can have built for us in the open source projects. And the architecture SIG, the special interest group focused on architecture, at one point had a brainstorm about the type of topics that we think should go into a digital wallet engine architecture. And you can see those listed here on the screen. I do think that, you know, this is probably not all inclusive. It's a good list, but it's probably not a complete list. And so if there are other things, that people think are important to add to, this list or to bring up as potential projects within the Open Wallet Foundation, then obviously, please do that. Don't hesitate to bring your ideas and thoughts to this community. So Daniel asked me to kind of go through the different projects that we have and the special interest groups. While I'm doing this, let me also just place in the chat a link to the slides so that if anybody would like to have a link to the slides, they can have a link to the slides. Today we have developed within the Technical Advisory Council a project lifecycle for projects that come into the Open Wallet Foundation. Those projects start with a proposal to the Technical Advisory Council, and that proposal must be accepted by the Technical Advisory Council in order to be accepted into the Open Wallet Foundation. Now, the Technical Advisor Council is currently made up of both a member of premier companies as well as two members of the at-large community. In the future, we expect that this will probably change to better reflect the sorts of projects that we do have in the Open Wallet Foundation, but currently, in order to get us started, this is where we started. The active stages that a project can be in are labs, growth, and impact. So labs are projects that have the potential to be very important to the Open Wallet Foundation ecosystem, but they are maybe early or experimental in the work that they're doing. And they're really looking to foster a collaborative development environment within the Open Wallet Foundation community. So bringing other people who are also interested in developing that source base together in order to ensure that those projects become either growth or impact projects in the future. The growth projects are projects that are really a bit beyond the early and experimental stage. They've built a community of different sorts of maintainers. They're really looking to grow that community beyond what it is now, potentially looking to figure out how to do releases within the projects, and, you know, really what we would consider maybe a teenager sort of thing, right, where those projects have some sort of maturity but not complete maturity of being used in different sorts of production environments. Now, the impact projects, on the other hand, have really reached those growth goals that they've set out for themselves. They're sustaining a good cycle of development and maintenance and long-term support for those projects. They have been used in production projects, so potential wallets that are out there being used by the larger ecosystem. And so those are what we would consider impact stage projects. The next stage that we have, obviously, is we all know that software goes through a life cycle where typically they reach an end of life, or where they're not being maintained anymore because there's something new that's come out potentially and has replaced it, or the maintainers have moved on to something else. And so the emeritus stage is what we would consider our inactive stage. Any questions on that? Sounded like maybe.
No, I don't see any questions.
Okay.
I don't see any questions yet.
I'm off mute, so I wanted to make sure there was nothing there. So then if we take a look at our current projects, so these are the projects that have been accepted into the Open Wallet Foundation. They are currently all in a lab stage, so they're very early in their development stage, there are people that have brought these to the Open Wallet Foundation are, again, looking to have people come in, work with them, help develop these code projects that we have. I don't know who's on mute, but there is some background noise just if you are the person who is on mute. So those projects that we have, they're right now listed here in order of when they were accepted or approved into the Open Wallet Foundation. But we do have three different projects that are focused on SDJOTS. So JOTS with selective disclosure. They are in Python, Kotlin, and JavaScript. We have a project that is called the FarmWorker Wallet Operating System. This is load code components for the Mendix platform that can be used to create digital wallets. We had a conversation at IIW that maybe this was a poorly named project because it isn't necessarily focused completely on FarmWorkers, but really on those low code components. So there was a discussion about whether or not the maintainers wanted to rename this. Obviously, the maintainers haven't come to us and asked us for that yet, so it is still named the FarmWorker Wallet OS. But if you are interested in low code and specifically the Mendix platform, then it's very possible that you could work with them to develop additional components that could be used to create digital wallets. We've got the verifiable credential API. So this is currently a draft standard, but it is an implementation of that draft standard that is in REST, that includes operations such as credential issuance, verification, and exchange. We also have the walletframework.net. So this was a project that actually started in the Hyperledger Foundation. It used to be called Aries.net, and it became non-maintained in the Hyperledger Foundation, but there has been some work that's being done by the maintainers of this project, and they wanted to bring this specifically to the Open Wallet Foundation. And they want to expand the work that it has already done to enable implementations of the OpenID for VC and the SDJOT verifiable credential. So really focusing in on the European Identity Wallet Initiative objectives. We have a project that we're currently calling Alloy. We're still trying to figure out if that is a good project name or if we need another project name. But this was a proposal by Google to bring in their Android libraries and reference applications for working with verifiable credentials and identity. So that project, we'll figure out what the right name is for that, but hopefully we'll get that one brought over to the Open Wallet Foundation repositories here shortly. And then just as an FYI, we do actually have two more proposals that are in the pipe that we will be reviewing at tomorrow's Technical Advisory Council meeting. They're also for SDJOT implementations, one in .NET and one in Rust. Now, the interesting thing with the .NET one is you can see that the walletframework.net project is interested in developing SDJOT for verifiable credentials. And so one of the things I suggested to the proposers of the SDJOT.net is that they work with the walletframework.net folks to work together to implement that so that there's not duplicative work that's ongoing. And that's one of the great things about the open source projects like this is that you can really have a conversation and start to see where there's interest across these projects and really hopefully bring them together in a collaborative format to work together. Now, as Daniel said, that is completely up to the maintainers as to whether they follow through on that, but it is something that we can offer to them as a suggestion to see if that's something that they would like to work on. All right, any questions on the projects before I move off to the community meetings, which are the special interest groups and the task forces?
Sorry, I got a question. Do you mind kind of clarifying between what's the difference between like walletframework.net and farmworker wallet? Are they just different initiatives in building basically a digital wallet?
Yeah, so separate initiatives, you know, brought to the Open Wallet Foundation from different sets of maintainers. The Farmworker Wallet OS project was brought to us by Entitad and the United Farm Workers Association. And, you know, what they had done was they had developed a digital wallet specifically for farm workers. And they said, well, there's pieces here that can be used by other people who want to create digital wallets, but maybe aren't as expert in the area of code development. And so if we bring these low code components that we built for the Mendix platform into the Open Wallet Foundation, then there are other people who might also want to use the Mendix platform to create their own wallet initiatives. So really this is about the components and not specifically about the farmworker wallet. And then the walletframework.net is an implementation in .NET of different sorts of protocols that are used for verifiable credentials. As I mentioned, it started in Aries as implementing the Aries profile. I think it was version 1 that they implemented. And so that project kind of reached an end of life within the Hyperledger Foundation, but a set of people said, you know what, this is something that we think is really interesting and could be used as we develop wallets for the European Identity Wallet. And so we should bring that code into the Open Wallet Foundation, where we can continue the work that was started in the Hyperledger Foundation by adding to that things like the Open ID for verifiable credentials and the SDJOP verifiable credentials implementation. So all of these projects are separate in the set of maintainers that have brought these projects to the Open Wallet Foundation. They all have a different idea about how they would go about developing the wallet components for others to use in the future. And so we're giving these maintainers a space within the Open Wallet Foundation to do that development and hopefully bring others along who are also interested in developing the same standards or potentially within the same languaging or language framework that exists for these different projects. So hopefully that gave a good idea about the differences here.
Got it. Thank you.
Yep.
Will there be concerns about the overlap of work? Because since they are all about building wallets, like can there be redundancies in some ways? Are there such concerns or not really?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's, I don't know if it's a concern, but there is it is something that we're watching, right, within the Technical Advisory Council as we bring these projects in, SDJOT.net, which isn't listed here because it hasn't been approved yet, is something that when they proposed it, I was like, you know what? I already know that the wallet framework.net wants to do similar sort of work. So can you work with these people who already have a project proposed to, if nothing else, have them use your implementation of the SDJOT in .NET and bring that into, as a library, into the wallet framework.net, right? So we're definitely keeping an eye on kind of these overlaps, if you will, because we do expect that there will be a number of different overlaps. People have different ideas about ways to implement things. They have different programming languages that they're looking to use. And so we want to see, before we bring projects into that growth stage or that impact stage, that they have worked with the rest of the community. They've had these conversations about ways in which, you know, they might work together, and grow that community to focus on, implementing together. And, obviously we'll see how this all works out in the future, but there is definitely something that is, if not top of mind, at least in the back of our minds as we review these different project proposals that come in.
Got it. Thank you.
Yep.
Sorry, I got one more curiosity question. So
yep.
We all know that Google has a wallet, right, on their Android platform. So they're bringing in Alloy into Open Wallet Foundation because they want to foster like a open wallet ecosystem. Is that what it is? Or because I think some people might think that platforms has innate incentives to actually protect their own services, but in this case, it seems the opposite. Just want to see if you have any insights on that. But if it's proprietary or confidential information, you don't have to share it.
Yeah, I don't have anything specific. Although I do know, obviously, Google is a big open source supporter. They have obviously open sourced Android. They've open sourced a lot of projects under CNCF. So I think in this particular case, wallets is a area of interest for them, and they want to ensure that people, can use the different open source libraries that they're developing. And my own personal opinion about probably why they brought it to the Open Wallet Foundation is that this was obviously a place that made sense for, them to bring this, since there are so many people focused in on identity. And really allowing people to use these Android libraries will, increase that ecosystem and benefit that ecosystem. But Daniel, I don't know, you may have had other conversations with Google as to why they were, contributing source code to the Open Wallet Foundation specifically, but, not sure if you've, have any additional adds to that.
Yeah, I mean, we cannot speak on behalf of Google, of course. I do think from our conversations with Google that they do like the fact that we're not religious, we're not trying to push people in a certain direction, and we are really aiming to create code that is useful in as many countries for as many use cases as possible. And when you are someone who has a wallet that is used by so many people in so many countries, I think that is an attractive proposition. And there will also be some announcements with regards to Google code and code that the European Union is using in their reference wallet in the future. So stay tuned. We hope to have some nice announcements in the next 1 or 2 months.
Thank you. Thanks.
Anything else on the projects?
No, I think right now there's no other questions.
Okay, great. So then let's move on to these community meetings that we have. So we do have a number of different types of meetings within the Open Wallet Foundation. We do have the governance type meetings. The Technical Advisor Council is completely open to anyone who would like to join. This is where we talk about the governance of the technical community, setting things like the project lifecycle, developing any sort of processes that will help us better understand the health of these different projects, and that sort of work is ongoing there. We also do, within the Technical Advisory Council, except to special interest groups and task forces that would like to operate under the banner of the Open Wallet Foundation. And then we obviously maintain a history of what's going on in those different special interest groups and task forces. So kind of getting updates about what's happening there, being brought back to the Technical Advisory Council. We actually have our first update coming tomorrow in our meeting on the OpenID for VC Due Diligence Task Force. We do have the Government Advisory Council that Daniel mentioned. This is made up of different governments and is obviously, set for those particular audiences. And we do have the Governing Board that is focused on things like strategy and the budget for the Open Wallet Foundation. We do have special interest groups. So a number of those have already been formed within the Open Wallet Foundation. I think I mentioned the architecture special interest group that came up with that brainstorm a list of components. Basically what we've been doing there, as we started out, we were talking to a number of different folks and having them do presentations on different aspects of the different sorts of architectures for wallets. So we've had discussions on things like backup and recovery. We've had discussions on, what it would look like to maybe have a plugin architecture within the Open Wallet Foundation, and a number of different people who've done work in this space already come in and have conversations with the architecture SIG. For the last few months, what we've been doing is trying to have a specific discussion on the components, so core components that we think would be necessary for a digital wallet, and what those sorts of requirements and the architecture might look like for that. So one of the big ones that we did work through is we focused on key management services, and we've got a document that is out there that talks about, the way that we might architect that, as well as some of the trade-offs. Obviously, it also talks about the principles that we would expect to have. And so I think that's a really good sort of format for what we would like to get on continuing out of the architecture special interest group. Yesterday, we did have Google come in and have a conversation with us about the different identity APIs that they're working on, which is work that's ongoing in actually another standards group. But it is information that I think is very useful to have presented to this group within the Open Wallet Foundation to understand what's happening outside the space of the Open Wallet Foundation that are going to basically drive different sorts of requirements coming in to digital wallets. The second special interest group that we have is a credential format comparison special interest group. So this group is specifically focused on comparing the different sorts of credential formats. So they actually have a table. It started at, I think, a past IIW or maybe another conference where they started putting this together. And they're continuing the work and the discussion around that particular table and its output in the Open Wallet Foundation. So, you know, we can obviously point you to all of the good output that's coming from this group, but really looking at a number of different credential formats and comparing and contrasting those, also allowing for you to filter on the different sorts of attributes that exist within that comparison table so that you can see, you know, specifically if you're looking for something that supports selective disclosure, you can see the different sorts of credential formats that do support selective disclosure, and those sorts of things. So really interesting work that's ongoing there. You know, they have a GitHub pages that we can point you to that you can actually see the output from that work that's being done there. The digital wallets and agents overview SIG is something that recently started. They've had one meeting so far, but their intention is to create a table that has different overviews of both digital wallets and agents and allows people to do both comparison of what exists out there today, as well as potentially seeing where potential additional features could be added to wallets or agents that other wallets and agents potentially support. And so, you know, the hope is really that there will be a similar sort of table that exists online that people can go to and filter on and see specific information about the available digital wallets and agents that are out there. The Safe Wallet SIG is focused in on defining what it means to be a safe wallet. So focusing in on different sorts of categories that can be used, things like accountability, things like security, things like auditability, and a number of different, I think there's 10 different categories that are being defined for what it is, but really looking at, you know, helping at a very basic, easy to understand and readable by a number of different audiences to understand what it means to have a safe wallet. So, you know, really defining the criteria behind each of these different categories for best practices for a safe wallet, and then potentially being able to allow folks to score their wallets against this criteria to see how many of those are met. And then obviously we know that, you know, for different sorts of use cases, you might need different sorts of safety requirements. And so being able to see if a particular wallet meets your requirements, based on the use case that you have in mind. And so those are our special interest groups. And then the other type of meeting that we have are task forces. So these are supposed to be short running, focused in on a particular task and working to, you know, complete that task within in a certain amount of time. So the OpenID for VC due diligence task force was created to really understand what the OID for VC specification is, and then to find projects that we might be able to bring into the Open Wallet Foundation to support those requirements and that specification. And so that work is ongoing. They are currently working very closely with the people from the OID Foundation, the OpenID Foundation, and currently working on trying to define a baseline sort of profile for what it would be to allow for different interoperable type wallets. So lots of work going on there. I actually think that this task force has turned into more of a special interest group that is more long running, that also has some tasks that they're trying to create. And so I know they have an update tomorrow, and we might have a conversation about, you know, whether it makes sense for them to continue as a task force or whether it makes more sense for them to move into that special interest group, since they are definitely longer running sort of group that's having conversations specifically around the OpenID for VC specifications. Questions on the meetings that we have within the Open Wallet Foundation and the work that they're doing?
Not at this moment, yeah.
Okay, fine. All right, so if you would like to get involved, there are a few different mechanisms for you to do so. We do have a set of mailing lists that you can subscribe to. We have the Technical Advisory Council mailing list that will provide you with the meeting agenda and meeting notes from any of the Technical Advisory Council meetings that we have. We have a mailing list that's called Technical Discuss, where a number of different technical discussions go on. And so, you know, if you are interested in joining any of the mailing lists, feel free to go and subscribe to those. We also have a Discord server. The Discord server has channels for the different projects that we have, as well as the different special interest groups, the task forces, the Technical Advisor Council. And so, you know, there's a lot of communication that is ongoing in those. If you're interested in getting involved in one of those special interest groups or the task force, you can always join those discussions and see what's going on in those specific areas. We have two different GitHubs. We have the main Open Wallet-Foundation GitHub organization, where we expect any impact and growth stage projects to exist. But it also has the governance, the special interest group, and the task force repos, if they have a repo. And then we have a GitHub for the labs. And so this is where today you can find all of the different projects, the different source code for the different projects that we currently have within the Open Wallet Foundation. And we also have a community calendar. It's a Google calendar that shows all of the different project meetings. All of the different meetings that we have on the calendar. So the special interest groups, the task forces, the technical advisory council meeting. And so if you're interested in taking a look and joining one of our calls, please don't hesitate to join. This is your invitation. You don't need an invitation, but if you are interested in joining us, please don't hesitate to join us and participate in the discussions that we're having. And then just bring this slide up, which is our sponsors within the Open Wallet Foundation. I know Daniel already mentioned our sponsors, but this is who, if you'd like to see their particular logos on a single screen, this is who's actually sponsoring the Open Wallet Foundation as of when I put these slides together, what was it, last week. So, yeah, I think that's it for me. And if you do have any questions, or Daniel, if you'd like to close out with anything, you know, now's, I guess, the time to do that.
Maybe just one more comment. We recently announced partnerships with both EMVCO and the FIDO Alliance. The idea of these liaison agreements is to build code on top of those standards and to work with those organizations to identify both relevant members as well as relevant projects. And, you know, we would love to enter a similar arrangement with W3C. We're in touch with some people at W3C. And we very much hope that this is going to happen because, as we said at the beginning, we are not a standard development organization. We are dependent on those standards and we're trying to bring people together who are interested in great reference code, great libraries on top of those standards. Tracy, thank you very much for this presentation. I hope you learned something. I hope there might be some questions, either now or you know, via email. Drop us a line. We're always interested to hear from you.
Yeah, and just one other comment on this particular slide deck. There are a number of links at the end of this document that will take you to information about the different projects or the different community meetings or even our governance documents. So if you are interested in taking a deeper look, please don't hesitate to do that.
So I do have one question. So I see that there's a special interest group called Digital Wallet and Agent. So I'm wondering if you're using the term digital wallet and agent interchangeably, or is there a difference between the two?
It's a great question.
Yeah, sorry,
please go ahead, Tracy.
Yeah, I was just going to say the way in which the special interest group is defining those is slightly different. The wallet, I believe they're defining more in terms of the holder wallet, and then the agents are more around the issuer and the verifier side. I'd have to specifically look at the way in which they've defined it in the GitHub repo in order to completely answer that question, but I'm pretty sure I got that right.
Cool. Thanks. Adrian.
Yes. So we've recently seen four civil society organizations starting to talk about this. They were doing it in the context of TSA related wallets to organize and coordinate their responses to what's going on. Can you say anything about your strategy or your experience so far in trying to bring in outfits like EFF, ACLU, CDT, and EPIC into this work?
Adrian, this is a brilliant question. The report you mentioned actually includes a brief reference to Open Wallet Foundation. And we have reached out to them in the past and used the fact that they mentioned Open Wallet to reach out again. Civil society organizations, I think, are naturally and probably with good reason weary whenever someone reaches out that they want civil society to whitewash their efforts. And I told them that this is not what I would want for open wallet projects, because I'm sure there will be some amazing projects coming out of open wallet, but there will probably also, because of our inclusive approach, there will probably also projects coming out of open wallet that, don't live up to the highest ideals of privacy, for instance. I want two things, ideally, from civil society organizations. One, that they understand that the Open Wallet Foundation is neither good nor bad, but really a place for conversations. And hopefully they will agree that having such a place is better than not having such a place. We're also thinking of how to work best with civil society organizations to create a dialogue with those organizations, just like the one that we will have with government officials. We have two of those systems at the moment. One is the associate membership. The other are liaison agreements. We're discussing with these organizations if one of those are interesting to them, or if we should explore maybe something closer to the Governmental Advisory Council for civil society organizations. I think all of these approaches have a few pros and cons, but wherever we end up with, the hope definitely is that civil society organizations are going to be an integral part of what we're trying to do.
Thanks, Daniel. Any other questions for Daniel or Tracy?
And we also have Rai here. Rai is actually going to manage the tooling. So if anyone has a question about the actual tools that are being used, how GitHub or Discord are being used, Rai is the right person to answer that.
All right, anyone got tough questions for Rai? All right. Well, if people have any questions, please feel free to just direct to Daniel, Tracy, or Rai, or actually just you can reach out to me and I can forward to them as well. But I just want to thank you guys again, Daniel, Tracy, Rai. Thanks for jumping in here and then provide this great update and presentations. I totally agree. I think having a place for conversations is better than having no place for conversation. So if you're interested in having a, interested in any kind of wallet related initiatives and technical projects, please feel free to just go directly to Open Wallet Foundation. All right. Thanks a lot. And are there any other questions or issues or agendas that people want to bring on? Feel free to just unmute or type in Q+ into the queue. All right, that's it. And thanks, Daniel. Thanks, Tracy. This concludes this week's CGG meeting. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.